Hello, one and all, to another episode of Deep Lore. Time travel. It's a topic of great debate. Everyone has a distinct understanding of it, and while many are skeptical, some others are convinced it can happen, will happen, or even has happened. There are a wide variety of images of seemingly out-of-place people in a crowd. However, a great deal of these have been disproven. So, let's say you meet someone that believes that time travel is possible. If you really want to further divide them, you just need to ask if time traveling backwards is possible. Even the most believing time travel enthusiasts have a hard time seeing the possibility of someone traveling back in time and exposing themselves to all the possible paradoxes that can occur, or the timeline being changed from seemingly small choices. That being said, there was a notorious series of posts from the person we're going to be talking about today, which caused people to fear and have strong feelings of dread for the future. John Titor and his project. Around early November in 2000, some strange posts started showing up in a few internet discussion boards from someone named TimeTravel_0. He began by sharing a brief introduction of who he claimed to be, a time traveler from the year 2036, specifically a member of the United States Army stationed in Tampa, Florida, who used the time-altering equipment that had been developed by the Army. At a later date, he drops the alias and shares that his name, his real name, is John Titor. For the convenience of this video, I will refer to him as John Titor, even when he hasn't revealed that name yet. One thing that should be noted from the onset is that it's strange that a time traveller would choose to primarily post on conspiracy boards as opposed to somewhere where people might take it more legitimately, but maybe that was his intention. Very early on in his post history, he states his mission for returning back in time, to retrieve an IBM 5100 computer which he stated was needed to debug a bunch of old programs in the year 2036. People particularly believe this part, as much like Y2K in the year 2000, there is going to be an equivalent occurrence in 2038. So Titor coming back to 36 to get equipment to edit old programs makes sense. John Titor reveals that he was chosen because his grandfather was directly involved with the assembly of such computers. To everyone's surprise, it was pretty sudden that John Titor shared the required parts for a gravity distortion system that would allow time travel, albeit in no descriptive state that would allow for anyone to create it themselves. He stated that you need magnetic housing units for dual microsingularities, electron injector manifold to alter mass and gravity of microsingularities, cooling and X-ray venting system, gravity sensors, VGL system, main clocks, four cesium units, and main computer units, free. After receiving a bunch of questions in regard to these parts, John started posting pictures of the machine from what he said was his operations manual, most of which were black and white with very little details other than a visual representation of the device. Then, he started posting actual pictures. The pictures of the device looks exactly like the one used in the manual. He showed pictures of it implemented in a car that he claimed was used for the time travel itself. He showed a picture of what he claimed was his boss, showing the strength of the field emitted by the device, by showing a laser beam bending around the box. Finally, he concluded by showing his insignia from the army section he was from. Unsurprisingly, he got many questions in regards to everything he shared so far. Someone first asked the question I addressed at the start of the video in regards to creating paradoxes. He claimed that in the event that, let's say, you travel back in time and kill your grandfather, the many worlds theory would come into effect, thereby creating a different timeline, keeping the original in the condition it would need to remain in to avoid paradox. If you like talking about that kind of thing, I briefly discuss this in my John McAfee and Quantum Suicide video, and I'll leave a little card on the top right for that. He describes what it's like to travel, describing it as driving a car under a rainbow, followed by a short burst of radiation. Outside then appears to fade to black until the machine is turned off. He also includes small details, which I'm sure added to how convincing the account was. Stuff like, we were advised to keep the car windows closed as heat builds up outside. It's recommended you wear sunglasses or close your eyes for the final blast of radiation. And, while there are no major side effects, John chooses to not eat before travel as it can cause vomiting, and he seems to be strangely more susceptible to colds than the average person. Now, he spent the next 5 months answering many, many questions. Seriously, I can't even begin to make a dent in the knowledge he claimed to have shared in this video alone. It is a huge stash of information. Even from a dystopian reading aspect, it's really interesting, and I recommend reading it yourself. You can find the link to the main archive in the description, but I'll try and share the most interesting stuff I've found. For some reason, most children are stillborn and birth rates are significantly lower, to which Titor expresses remorse. The sun is mostly covered by smoke in the atmosphere, presumably from pollution. To combat this, efficient solar cells have started being used for energy. European countries formed into a giant army and conducted a huge attack going Germany eastwards, which the US responded by attacking Europe. There's a connection between what made people who viewed this thread in the year 2000 fear, and what would seemingly show people in the present day that Titor may not have been truly what he put forward, was his predictions. He claimed that there would be a huge threat of Creutzfeldt-Jakob's disease spread throughout the United States through beef products, a disease that damages the brain. He claimed there would be a civil war in the States dealing with order and rights, beginning in 2004 regarding the presidential election of that year. He further claims that it will get progressively worse until the civil war is at everyone's doorstep in 2008. After the war, the US will split into 5 regions based on various military objectives. The civil war will end in 2015 and erupt into a brief World War III. He remains vague in regards to the reasons of this war, but he claims it was due to border clashes and overpopulation. He further claims that in this war, 3 billion people were killed. So, looking back from 2021, we can see these predictions were entirely wrong. People have claimed to interpret his words differently, looking for smaller occurrences in those years and putting his predictions to that. The problem is, he was very firm in his predictions, and trying to interpret them in different ways is not the point of predictions. He himself claimed that his timeline would be within 1 or 2% accurate to the timeline he travelled back into. There was a pretty big investigation into finding who was responsible for this project, and currently the most likely person was a lawyer from Florida, Larry Haber, and his brother. There was no evidence of anyone called John Titor, who would have had to be born at this point. In 2018, an artist came forward and said that he worked for unnamed individuals responsible for creating the legend, and said that he was told that it was merely a literary experiment. Which pretty much seals the understanding of John Titor as a hoax, a very prominent one, and one that genuinely caused fear in the minds of people on that board in the year 2000, but a hoax nonetheless. One thing I have to commend, though, was the devotion. The pictures clearly show the effort that they put into designing props and the work that entailed it. The sheer number of questions that this John Titor answered was immense. Hey, I mean, if you're gonna fake something, do it to the standards these guys did for sure. Thank you for watching this episode of Deep Lore. Hopefully, it's left you wanting to view more content. Please leave a like if you enjoyed it and subscribe if you haven't done so yet. I would appreciate it if you could share it with your friends. After all, why leave the comfort of the VCR when we're only at the tip of the iceberg? There are still plenty more video cassettes left to watch.